Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. My name is Eric Cloward. The Stoic Coffee Break is a weekly podcast where I talk about facets of Stoicism and creativity and philosophy that I use to hopefully help you live a better life. Usually these are taken from things that I'm struggling with in my own life, and as I work to try and overcome these challenges, I like to share them out there, and hopefully some of the stuff that I share out there might be useful for you as well. Today's episode is called Imposter Syndrome. Now, imposter syndrome is the idea or the feeling that we get when we are trying to maybe start a new venture or we're trying to learn a new skill and we feel like we are way underqualified for whatever it is that we're doing. And this could also be just getting a new job. Sometimes we'll get hired at a place and we don't think that we can really do the job, even though we got hired for that job. And the thing is that imposter syndrome has killed so many great works of art, more companies, more careers and possibilities than probably almost anything I know. So when we begin something that we want to be skilled at, we understandably don't feel like we deserve to be called whatever that title is that would accompany the skill that or the work that we're working on. Whether that's a musician or an actor or a sculptor or an entrepreneur, programmer, writer, whatever it is that we want to do, we will add qualifiers to things like, well, I'm working on becoming an actor, or I work as an accountant during the day and my side hustle is composing or something like that. But what is it that truly makes us that thing that we really want to be, that we're aspiring to become? I mean, do we have to make money at it before I can call myself a composer? Do I have to wait until that title is bestowed upon me somehow by somebody else? I mean, who makes that decision? Now, there's some things that you have to be credentialed at. For example, I just can't proclaim myself to be a doctor and start seeing patients. Obviously, that's gonna cause some problems there. But for most things, you are the only one who needs to decide that's what you are. Now, why do we do this? Why are we so afraid to take on the title of what it is that we're doing? I mean, if I'm making music, am I not a musician? If I get up each morning and I type even 100 words on a book, doesn't that make me a writer? I think it really comes down to worrying about the opinions of others. We feel like we're an imposter because we think that there's some criteria that's set that we have to reach a certain level of proficiency before we can take on the title of whatever it is that we're working on. But who set this level? Who decided, what's going to qualify somebody to be an actor or a musician or whatever it is that we're working on? In most cases, we're the ones who have actually set that imaginary level. So we've decided what we think makes somebody a writer or a musician or an athlete. And the good thing about that is that because we thought of it, we're the ones that can change it. We're the ones that can decide what we think that level truly is, and we can make it a bit more generous. I personally think that we need to do it more Bob Ross style. So if you've never seen Bob Ross, he's kind of hard to miss. So when I was a kid growing up, and on PBS, there would be this guy with this big bushy afro, and He'd always smile at you, and he always had a paintbrush in his hand, and he'd be talking, and he would just say, "Pick up your paintbrush and start laying down some paint." And he would walk you through these things. And if you made a mistake, if you tried to do something, he's like, "Oh, yeah, that's okay. I mean, we kind of messed this up, but we'll just turn that into trees. Yeah, those are great trees." And the thing that I loved about Bob Ross is that for him, if you have a paintbrush in your hand and you are taking paint and putting it on a canvas, you're a painter. And that's it. That's all the definition was. If you are doing it, you're a painter. And I think that that's really an important thing. I mean, if you're out there in your running shoes and you're putting on miles, you're a runner. And every time you pick up the guitar and you strum a few chords, even if they're not very good, you are a musician. If you are actively doing whatever it is that you want to do, then you are that. Even if you only get down a few words a day and they're terrible, even if you struggle to play only two chords on a guitar, and even if you only get a mile into your run before you had to walk, I mean, that's okay, as long as you're doing it. When we're working on something that we love or something that we are aspiring to, and we're pushing ourselves to create and become better than what we were, sometimes all we can do is just keep moving forward. When we're starting out on something, we need to remember that the quality or the quantity of our work isn't going to be where we want it to be. I mean, we're going to have much higher expectations. But the fact that we're doing it is what's important. And if we keep doing it, then there's a pretty good chance that we're going to get better at it. And this is something that I struggle with a lot. I'll have these great ideas for music that I want to compose, and I will get overwhelmed by all of the software that I have to learn, or all of the, you know, the techniques that I need to learn to be able to create some of this music. And, you know, and sometimes I just kind of psych myself out. And for years, I would write parts of a song and then just abandon it because I would think it's never going to get to where I want it to. And so I even put the time into it because it's just going to suck. But the thing is if I put the time into it and it still sucked, I still would have learned something, and it probably would have gotten better each time that I did that. So every time I abandoned something halfway through, I didn't really improve. I felt like I was an imposter. I couldn't tell people, "Hey, I'm a musician. This is what I do." I would say, "Yeah, I do some music on the side." So lately I've been pushing a bit more forward on that and saying, "Yes, I'm a musician and this is what I do. Oh, how do I pay the bills? Yeah, I programmed some computers, but I'm a musician." And who decided that I'm a musician? I did. And the thing is that I think the saying, "fake it till you make it," is probably the best description of how we need to handle imposter syndrome. Because even if we feel like we're faking it, we still need to keep doing it. And then after a while, I think we won't feel like we're faking it because we've actually done it. Imposter syndrome, when you boil it down, is worrying about the opinions of others. And that's something that the Stoics have told us time and time again that we have absolutely no control over. But what you do have control over is if you're going to keep going. So pick up those brushes, lace up those shoes, keep pounding away at those keyboards, and don't worry so much about what others think. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Be good to yourselves, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.